No one's at the helm in Yemen. Constitution craziness continues in Nepal. And Malawi's underwater. Details next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Shiite rebels insist that while they control most of Yemen's capital city, they didn't remove the president and there was not a coup. That leaves the question hanging, who's really in control of Yemen? Open Doors' David Curry.
Really, you have two extremist groups here that are sort of battling for control of the country.
It's tapping into one of the oldest feuds in the world, Shia versus Sunni Islam.
There's no doubt that right now the extremist Shiite group has gained some leverage. And I think through that, you could say that Iran, which is a part of this, they seem to be at least tangentially playing a supporting role to this group, has gained some leverage in it all.
Christians are caught in the crossfire, but Open Doors hasn't forgotten them.
Are there people who want to own a Bible in Yemen? Yes. Are there people who want to read a Bible? Yes. Are there people who want to believe and follow Jesus? Yes. Do they do so under tremendous pressure in secret? Yes.
Will you stand with this church? Links for prayer and more at our website. Next, it's decision day in Nepal, whether officials can agree on a new constitution or not, and what exactly that ruling document says will undoubtedly trigger ripple effects. J.P. Sundararajan is Audio Scripture Ministries' Asia Director.
In spite of what happens in the next few days with the government collapsing or surviving or whatever, God's work will continue. We just hope the door stays open so we can actually be a blessing to those already on the field.
Nepal's long history as a Hindu kingdom has resulted in lots of opposition to Christianity.
But right now, Nepal is probably one of the most thirstiest regions in the world as far as God's word is concerned.
There's a growing demand for Nepali audio Bibles. You can help ASM keep up with it at our website.
We hope to be releasing this New Testament in the next few weeks.
Keep Nepal's leaders and its people in your prayers today. Pray the violence will stop escalating and ask the Lord to protect ASM's contacts in Nepal. This is Mission Network News. The Malawi government is declaring more than one-third of the country a disaster zone. Because of severe flooding, over 200,000 people have been forced out of their homes, and according to BBC, more than 170 have been killed. World Renew is working alongside church partners to express the love and compassion of Christ by providing essential tools, food, and water. They'll be able to make a greater impact with some help. Go to our website if you'd like to donate. Next, a pioneer missionary radio station is reaching out to the next generation of Christ followers in Ecuador. There's fast-paced music and God-inspired conversations by young voices. This station is influencing young people for Christ. Glenn Volkart, a former missionary with Reach Beyond, says the contemporary sound at Control Z reflects the growing church in Ecuador. Pray for this next generation of Christ followers to reach new audiences and influence their world for Christ. And have you ever judged somebody only to find out you were totally wrong? Well, around the world, some communities misunderstand people with disabilities. The following story from Uganda with Julie of Africa Inland Mission may humble you and inspire you.
A lot of people think that people with disabilities have been cursed, or their parents have been cursed, or they're demon-possessed. They're just seen as a real shame in society, for the most part.
Chireka Home helps children learn practical things as well as this important truth.
These kids are made in the image of God just like we all are and deserve our love and care and respect.
Pray for Chireka Home to continue to transform and unify people as they come to know Jesus.
One thing that I'm just so excited and passionate about is helping the body of Christ, the church with a capital C, to be whole, to be complete.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on The Story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.